A good to bench to to everyone. Tonight is the Ksav Seifers Yard site, Yutes Tevis. And we're going to bring down a beautiful Dvar Torah from him and then from Rosh Steinman, Zecher Tzadik Bracha, Yala Sashachar, bring a similar point over there. And the Ksav Seifer brings down over here, Ve'elish Shmais B'nei Yisrael, that he counted them like stars, just like stars have their own name, just like same too as Tzadikim and Klal Yisrael, they can compare to Koychavim. And the Ksav Seif explains that the Kechavim are needed, Lekiyim Vamidas Ha'olam, that without these stars, Eif Shalis Kaimabriya, the world wouldn't be able to exist. And each star has its own particular Teva, its own particular Pa'ula. Some bring a certain coldness or heat or whatever it is. And you need each one. And we see that the stars, each one has its own nature. Hashem knows what each one is and calls it with its own name or what's meant for it according to what it needs to do. So too tzadikim, and all of Klal Yisrael have that bechina of them. They're all different from one another, but we need them all for the kiyum ha'olam, and that's an extremely important yisoid to remember. So there's a ksav sefer on this. And then you have the Ayala Sashacha, which is a sefer that Steinman wrote, also beautiful, counting stars and comparing the Klal Yisrael to stars. And he brings, first of all, he says, interesting, Leidia Chibasan, that it's the love of Klal Yisrael that are compared to Kechavim, compared to stars. And he writes, interesting, Avarti, V'zedov HaNifla, it's a wondrous thing, Shatayra Kasva Psukim Mishvil Leidia Chibasan Shai Yisrael, that the Torah is writing Psukim down here, the Ve'elish Shmais B'nei Yisrael, the whole thing is, the purpose is only because of Chiba, to show love of Klal Yisrael, because right now, there was no need to count them. And he explains over here also, that sometimes when you're missing a minion, you need to count them. By stars, that's not possible. There's no missing stars. You don't need to count them. The counting is only because of Chiba alone. So same thing over here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is counting us because he loves each and every single one of us. And then he brings down that you can learn from Kechavim, similar to what the Ksav Seifer said, that each star has its own Malach and has its own Tafkid in the Bria. And he says that when the Kadosh Baruch wanted to bring a marble, he removed two stars from Kima, and that's how the marble started. So you see that Kechavim are so crucial that without it, the world wouldn't be able to exist. The Ksav Seifer used the Lashon Mibaladam, Eif Shalis Kayim Abriya. Without it, the Bria wouldn't be able to exist. And over here, he brings down from the Gemara that two stars taken out caused the marble. So the idea is that just like stars are unique and separate, they have their own name, they have their own function, and they have their own ta'elis that are pale in the Bria, so too every single Yid. Every single Yid has a ta'elis that they need to do in this world, and every Yid has a purpose. Every Yid has a tafkid. Every Yid is choshev b'fnei atzmai. So memela, we have to know to value each Yid and to value ourselves, to be memela our tafkid in this world and what we need to do, in order to bring light to this world, and to bring light into our own neshamas, and to spread it to the rest of the world, certainly to the people around us. Another thing I heard, just to add, that kechavim are, each one is choshev, it's a davish of a minion that's not bottle. Once it's something that's ready to be counted, it's davish of a minion, it's not bottle. So Klal Yisrael, every single yochid is not bottle. The pre-tzadik, the Rav Tzadik HaKoyin said that every yid is an ois of the Sefer Torah, or part of an ois of the Sefer Torah, that without that ice or part of the ice, the Sefer Torah would be puzzled. Every Yid is needed. And that is an extremely important Yisoid to know. That does not bring Gaiva, by the way. That brings a true Anova. Anova is a healthy Yisoid of knowing that Hashem gave us special Tchunais. He gave us a holy Neshama. We say every day, Elikai Neshama Shemesata B'Tahirarihi, that our soul is pure. We all say it. We all believe it. We have to live according to that. And that brings healthy humility. Healthy humility doesn't mean bashing like you're a nobody, you're nothing. You can't be a Baal Gaiva and think it's all you and become arrogant. But the idea is that the gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you, it's all a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he's giving it to us. And he's giving it to us to use it to our fullest potential and to bring out the best in us and to bring out everything we need to do in our life. So may the schus of the Ksav Seifer, his yard site is today, schus of Rav Steinman, we're quoting today, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu bench all of us for a lichtige, wonderful vach. Each one should be a shining star, first for ourselves, to be mayor, to light up our lives with Torah and Avodah and Chesed and spread it to all of Klal Yisrael and certainly to all those around us. Bracha v'atzlacha.